Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. We're here with Ella Rose.
Hi guys.
Hi. Hello. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm excited to be on.
We want to ask you, first of all, how you like New York, because, well, we've been here a bunch of times, but this year we've been here a bunch, like just Lauren and I together. And I feel like our experience has been different than when we come with our family, because we'll stay in like the Upper East Side, like by Central Park, and now we're like more downtown, and which I feel like is a younger vibe. So the experience has been different. So I want to know what you thought about living here in general, especially as like someone in your mid-20s.
Yeah. I love it. As I told you guys earlier, I have not told the podcast yet, but I'm actually originally from Southern California. And I moved out here to New York about 3 years ago, maybe 3.5 now. And I always like now like play with the idea of moving back. And then I always am like, no, like New York is my place. I feel like for your 20s, it's just the best place to be. Like, nothing no city compares to it. Like, the energy here is amazing. I also have my sister here, and she's going to school here, and it's really, really nice. But our family is back in Southern California as well. But I truly love New York. Like, yes, it's, like, smelly in the summer, and it's so miserably hot. And, like, today is, like, not even fun to leave your apartment and be away from air conditioning. But New York is just such a special city, and I don't think the energy is like in any other city in the world.
Yeah, it's definitely very different than LA is.
So different.
Even though they're both big cities.
Yeah, and they're compared so much, and they're, like, uncomparable.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Yeah, people are always like, what do you like better? Like, we're from Toronto, so people usually say Toronto or LA, but it's the same sort of vibe. And I'm like, I can't really answer that question. They're so different. And New York and LA are, I feel like, even more different.
Yeah, they're so different. And, like, they're both amazing places. And, like, you're so lucky to live in either of them. But
yeah,
New York, I think I'm 25. And it's just, like, I definitely see myself here throughout my 20s. I don't think I would be here forever. I mean, never say never. But I think right now it's just, like, the perfect place to be. The energy is so special. Like, I feel like everyone works their asses off here.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you're always around people here. Like we were saying, you don't drive your car. You know, you're always surrounded by everyone on the streets. Like, everyone is so busy doing their stuff. And it's inspiring.
Yeah. LA is a little bit more, well, definitely a lot more relaxed.
Yeah.
Like, people work hard, but they have different types of jobs where it's just more relaxed, I think, like, more chill.
Yeah, and it's easier to not see people in LA. I feel like
so spread out.
I can be on the subway and run into someone I went to high school with. Like, it's so crazy that you can, like, I've, like, run into my sister here before, like, just walking crazy on the street.
That's so funny. Yeah, we definitely don't have that, but we also don't walk anywhere, so that makes sense. Can you tell us a little bit more about, like, your childhood? I know you grew up in OC, but what was it like? What's your family like?
All that. I was originally born in San Francisco. My parents started a record label there.
Ooh, that's so cool.
When I was, like, 3 and my sister was on the way, they moved to Southern California, Orange County. And they're not together anymore, but I'm still, like, super close with both of them now. And I had a really good childhood, obviously. Orange County is, like, a very, very nice place to grow up. I went to high school there, and then I went to Colorado for college.
Cool.
I went to Boulder, which was really, really fun. I actually, like, didn't love it as much as, like, everyone else loves it. It's such a party school, which was really fun, and I, like, did love to party, but I just got over it really quickly because there's nothing, like, in my industry that I feel like I could really, like, do to start, like, working.
Right.
And so I actually, like, moved home for part of school and took my classes online and, like, worked in California.
Interesting.
And then I graduated a semester early, so then I, like, moved out here really quickly. So, like, before anyone else has graduated, I, like, moved out here.
So you were done with it?
Yeah. I was really over it. Like, the first 2 years was, like, so fun, and then I was like, all right, what's next?
It's so funny because Lauren's going to school in January, but next year.
Where?
Next school year.
USC in California.
Oh, my God. You're going to have so much fun.
I think it'll be really fun, too.
It'll be. I have so many friends that went to USC, and, like, people who go to USC are, like, diehard
they
USC.
They love it.
Yeah, no, I've noticed. Even, like, when I went to tour it, I was like, wow, you guys are really into this.
Yeah.
Very school-spirited, so I think it should be fun, yeah.
When I was in high school, USC was, like, the school that was, like, or the college that was, like, closest to us. So, like, I kind of got the taste of, like, going to a tailgate when I was in, like, my senior year. And, like, we'd, like, drive up and, like, friends who went there from high school, we'd, like, stay the night with them. And I'm like, this place is crazy. Like, it's so cool. I mean, it's so fun. You're going to have the best time ever. It is a party school, too, but everyone's so smart.
I know. I don't know if I'm ready for that aspect of it, but it'll definitely be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, living and growing up in Canada, our school's very different. It's not at all like American high schools where you have football games and cheerleaders and, like, mm-hmm. all of that fun stuff. So I've always kind of wanted that experience. So yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. But it'll definitely be a big change.
Mm-hmm. But I said that to her, too. I'm like, the first 2 years are really fun.
Yeah.
And then you kind of get over the partying.
Yeah. You just want something new.
Yeah. So it makes sense. Did you always know you wanted to move to New York? Or how did you make that transition?
No. Honestly, I honestly didn't even know I wanted to go to school in Colorado either. Like, I remember when I got accepted, my friend was, like, on my laptop. And she was like, oh, my God, congrats, I'm getting into Boulder. And I was like, oh, I didn't. Like, yeah, I haven't heard back from them. And she was like, oh, I just, like, saw your email, like, you did. And I was like, oh, like, I probably won't go there. And then I was like, oh, I think I do want to go. I snowboard, so I was like, it would be really fun. And I knew I wanted to, like, get away from my family.
Right.
So I did that. And then when I graduated early, I kind of was like, I don't know what I want to do. And right around that time that I graduated, my little sister found out she got into NYU. And so she was going to be moving there in the fall, and I was like, I think I'm just going to follow her. I mean, I came here first, but it was kind of like, I want to be with her. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have, like, each other out there. And we actually grew up, like, doing a lot of trips out here. We always would do Thanksgiving out here. Not that we have family out here, but our family would, like, fly here and, like, escape.
So you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, sounds like ours. Where should we go on this vacation during a holiday?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you knew that you liked New York.
I knew that I liked it, and I always was like, oh, my God, it would be so cool to live here. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't like, I'm 100% set mm-hmm. on moving there when I graduate. I kind of didn't know.
Yeah.
I winged it.
And it worked out, yeah, which is nice. But it sounds like you had, or like, you were like, you lived a different lifestyle before moving to New York, because you said you were a snowboarder, you lived in Colorado, you lived in California. Like, I'm not surprised that you love it so much, but it just seems very different than your childhood.
Yeah, it's definitely very, very different. And people are always like, how is it adjusting? I think that I'm, like, very good at adapting to situations and, like, or situations or, like, environments. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty easy for me. I, like, moved in with, when I first moved here, I had a girlfriend from Orange County who had, a room open up. Cool. So it worked out really, really well. And I had, like, Instagram on the side, but I got a full big girl corporate job, and I was working 9 to 5 at Gucci. Ooh. And so I literally, like, didn't even have time to think about adjusting, because, like, that was my entire life. Like, I was there. I lived at that office.
Wow, that's interesting. What was it like working a corporate job in New York? Was it, like, crazy? People are hustling, or?
Yeah, I think it was just such a crazy environment to have never worked a 9-to-5 job. Obviously, it was my first job out of college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I would go, and then the day would end, and it'd be like, wait, you have to do that again tomorrow? Like,
every day?
Yeah, every day. Like, kind of blew my mind. And also, it's like, honestly, a change on your body from, like, mm-hmm. going to classes every day to literally sitting at a desk and, like,
mm-hmm, for sure.
not looking up, and then realizing it's, like, time to go home and have dinner, and then you have to be back here in 12 hours.
Did you feel fulfilled by that job, or was it something where you were like, I can't do this for the rest of my life?
It was a tough job because I don't think I was, like, super, super happy in it. It wasn't, like, the healthiest environment. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't change it for the world. I learned so much, and I think I learned, you know, how hard people really, really work. And, like, it taught me that, and it taught me a lot of, like, I mean, I learned a lot of skills there, just some, like, basic, like, email communication and stuff like that. But I knew that I didn't want to do that forever. And the environment there is, like, the whole thing is, like, just moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up. And I was like, I can't do that.
Like, the corporate ladder. Yeah, for sure. That's interesting.
Yeah. So how did you transition from that to what you're doing now, social media?
So I always did social media, like, mm-hmm. for fun. In high school, I think it started. And then I kind of grew a following when I went to school at Boulder. But I was just, like, still posting photos of, like, life and fashion stuff. I didn't really realize it, like, people did it for a job by the mm-hmm. time I had moved here. So I was like, it wasn't even an option in my head. I was like, I'm going to continue doing this. And, like, if I get a deal here and there, that would be, like, great side money. But I didn't really even have the time to, like, put much into it while I was working at Gucci because I was so busy. I would try to.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work out. And then during COVID, they put a bunch of, like, our jobs on hold. And I was like, okay, well, my job's on hold. Like, I'll try, like, to grow my following. I'll put more energy into it. I'll try and work with more brands. I always did, like, work with brands. And even when I was, like, when I moved home that summer from school, I would, like, do, like, photo shoots and stuff like that mm-hmm. with brands. But it wasn't, like, how I work with them now. And then they like completely laid off like all of the jobs. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go with this full and try and make it full time. And thankfully it really worked out.
Yeah. I've heard that from people, like COVID was a blessing in disguise because they were obviously at home and had all this time on their hands. Some people were laid off or furloughed and they were like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And, or usually I feel like that's how TikTokers started in 2020. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
so true.
I've heard that story a bunch of times and it's so interesting because I'm sure, were you like stressed out at the time when you weren't working or how did you feel?
Yeah. I mean, in my head, it wasn't like, or my situation, I wasn't like fully laid off at once. So in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to get my job back.
Right.
And like during that time is when I was like started, I also had my platform already. I wasn't starting from like zero, which was very, very lucky for me. And then I was really enjoying it. So by the time that they were like, oh, we're not giving you your job back. You're actually done. Like we can't, we're like laying off like a lot of the company. I was like, okay, great. I'm going to make this work.
Yeah. So what did you do at that time when you were, you said you were like focusing on it more?
What was your schedule? The pandemic, I actually moved home to California and escaped New York. Luckily, it was a full house. Like my sister was there, my dad was there, his girlfriend, my sister's boyfriend. It was just like all in one house. But I mean, I was just like doing a lot of outreach to brands. It was hard because I mean, everyone was like so scared at that point. I think it started to like, when people started like working again, it got better. But I just like tried to create like content every single day. I was like trying, I remember I never used to talk on my stories and I was like, I do not think I can do this. And then I would like try someday. It would take me like 30 tries. I'm like, I can't do this. And I think during COVID was when I became like comfortable with it.
Interesting. That's so funny. We had a manager a couple years ago and she was like, you need to talk on your stories. And I'm just like, I don't know if I can do that.
We're like, we can't. We have nothing to say. We're like, it's just so awkward talking to your phone.
Yeah.
Or it's awkward hearing yourself. It's fine doing it sometimes. And then you play and you're like, nope.
And then you like tear it apart and you're like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah.
Delete.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
Now I refuse to like listen to it. I'll just post it. I'm like, I can't hear myself because I don't want to criticize myself.
It's smart. I feel like that about TikTok. I'm like, I can't watch my TikToks back, especially if I'm talking to the camera. Like, no way.
Yeah.
Cannot see it again.
Oh my gosh. When I go back and look at like my old TikToks, like I did the like stupid dance ones. Not like joking, but like during COVID and I'm like, went back and I'm like, delete.
Oh yeah. We've been there. It's not good. It's really not good. Why do you think that people are drawn to your content? Because I feel like your content is very real and like genuine. It seems very genuine.
Thank you.
Do you think that that's the reason why people love it so much? Or
I think I was honestly thinking about that on the way here. And I was like, I mean, I don't have like a niche of like something that I do. I feel like my content, it's not like I didn't like blow up overnight. I've like had my slow following grow for like so many. I mean, since I was in high school, I want to say it's been like almost 10 years now that I've been like doing Instagram. And it's always just been sharing, like I would say fashion, but like lifestyle and like everything. Obviously I don't share every aspect of my life, but I do share like, you know, everything from like food, eating, cooking, fashion, styling, like everything in between. And I think people do feel like they know me really well from social media and like we're like friends from my content. And I think that's something, and I will say like, I definitely don't have like a huge, huge following, but girls, like when I meet girls out, I'm like, they know everything. Like they're like, we'll bring up all my past boyfriends. They'll be like, oh, McFatty time, which is my dad. I'm like, wow, oh, it's crazy that you guys like know. Like they're like literally diehard. I always say like my followers would like give me their firstborn child. Like they're like they're the best people ever.
That's so funny. It always is interesting when you meet someone and they know so much about you.
Yeah.
Like how did, I guess I said that on the internet, but I feel like you've had that.
Yeah, for sure. But even like, I feel like you definitely share more than I do. So do you ever feel like it's weird when you meet someone and they know so much about you, but you're meeting them for the first time?
I think I'm definitely used to it. I think it doesn't like make me, I'm never surprised by it anymore. I will say like I've been at an event with like people, I have an assistant. And then one time I had like a floral event and I'm friends with the girl who owns the floral shop. And she was like listening. I had like a bunch of followers come. We did like this like big workshop and she was listening to them like talk to me. And she was just like, what? How do they know this about you? Like, how do they know? Like, that's so crazy. I'm like, I mean, I put it out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, some people, like someone brought up, like, I don't, share, like, my current boyfriend, like, too much. I mean, everyone knows I have a boyfriend, but I don't, like, put his handle or anything. And she's like, I know where he works. I found his LinkedIn. And I was oh, my gosh. She was like, I just went through every boy you followed. And then we narrowed it down. God. And I was like, you guys are crazy. But I love it. Gosh. Honestly, it was, like, so cute.
No, it's like, very nice. And
yeah.
Obviously, they're very connected to you.
Yeah. So. And I mean, that's just, I could do that detective work if totally, I wanted to. We all could.
Oh, yeah. We can find people quickly. Yeah. It's really not that hard.
Girls are great.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, I feel like it's there has to be some sort of connection, like, and I think it only really comes from sharing your life. Like, the sharing part is essential for building community.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I do think that's probably why people are drawn to my content. I think fashion, though, too, just like does the best for me, and like, I think I have a very unique sense of style that people are very drawn to, and they're just like, oh, I would never think to put that and that together. No, that's like what people always say to me, or like. I get message like DMs out like, hey, I'm going to like a sunset DJ. What would you wear? Or like, how would you style this top? What shoes do I wear? I'm like, that's so sweet.
How would you describe your style or your overall aesthetic if you had to? This is a hard question.
I know. I would say colorful. Definitely very colorful. And I think I mix like a tomboy and girly girl like together a lot. I'm not like that's a neutrals chic girl. That's not me.
Cool. No, that's cool. It's probably why people are like, oh, that's awesome. And I wouldn't have thought to pair those things together.
Yeah.
For sure.
How do you, like, are you a goal setter or how do you, I don't even know how to describe this, but like plan out your future and.
Yeah. I always say that I hate when, I hate the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And my dad actually, I think someone asked me that on like a Q&A recently. My dad like texted me and he was like, I really think you should sit down and, you know, think about this. Because I wrote, I have absolutely no idea. And I'm not a goal setter. Of course, I have like goals in mind. But I think my whole life, it's like, it's always, I've had an idea of where I think I'll be. And it's the complete opposite. And it's always just like, I've always let life like happen the way it's going to happen. And everything changes out of your control. And I think I'm very okay with that.
Yeah.
And like not knowing what the future holds.
Do you have that same type of approach to like content creation? Or do you strategize that?
Yeah, I definitely strategize content creation. I'm very type A. I'm very, very organized. I have everything in my calendar. Like,
yeah,
cross it off with a pen. I write everything down. So I'm definitely really organized with my content.
So it's more, it's planned out rather than, like, if you were going out for the day, would you be thinking about what you were going to, like, capture before that?
Yes. And I think that also because I said, like, I don't have, like, a beautiful, like, feed. Or, like, you know how people have, like, such perfect aesthetic feeds? Like, mine's never been like that. I've tried and I just have never been able to make it happen. But I think because I share, like, my actual life so much that if I'm, like, going out to do something, I'm like, oh, like, what can I, like, capture here? Because it is, like, this is what I wear every day. Like, I want to share that.
Yeah. So is it always, like, the first thing that's on your mind if you're
going
out?
Kind of, yeah.
I feel like it kind of has to be.
Also, I'm very good at, like, I've learned to be this way where, like, if I'm going out and I know I want a photo, you know, in the outfit, I'll, like, make it happen and then literally I won't look at the photo. I'll put it away and say, like, dealt with tomorrow. I have this thing where when I take photos, even if it's for, like, something sponsored or, you know, just, like, an outfit photo, whenever I have someone take them or help me with it, I refuse to look at it immediately. Because in my head, I'll always be like, I don't like it. I could do better. But if I put it away and go look at it later, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to redo it right now. And I'm sure there's one I like.
There has to be a good one.
I hate taking hundreds of photos. I hate looking through them, honestly.
It's so bad.
I cannot deal with it. It makes me, like, stressed out swiping through, like, so many. I'm like, I want 20 and I'll make one work.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's how I feel on vacation. I'm like, there's too many photos. I can't even look at any of them.
Yes.
It's so bad.
And when you're like, when you look at your screen and you like scroll and it's like all that one pose, I'm like, I cannot.
Oh, God. I know. We have to get better at that. I take so many photos.
That is really a great mindset because I feel like whenever Maddie and I take pictures, we like won't stop taking them till we get a good one.
Yeah, the shot.
We look at
what
them.
You really need to do is just put your phone away and look at them later and pick the best one. Like, no one really cares that much.
If you're still in the outfit while good, looking at the photo, you're going to be like, I can do better, I can do better. Yeah.
And so then they're never that much better.
No, never. It's like you usually go with the first one.
So true. Okay, well, that's our goal. A goal for us for the future.
And it'll make going through them so much easier.
Yeah. So you're taking photos in the moment, like, or do you get dressed to go take photos?
Both. I would say More so, if I, like, know I have to do a post for something, that's when I'll be like, oh, I have to get this done by this date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually if I know that, I'll be like, what can I wear to this week that I'm already going to, and, like, make it a photo rather than having to, like, go shoot something on a day because that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah. It's not fun.
But a lot of times, like, last night I went to dinner with my sister and we took some, like, cute ones at the restaurant. And I was like, okay, I'll go through those and post them today. I try to be pretty real time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like to hold on to content and, like, post it weeks later.
That's a good tip. Do you have any other tips for anyone who wants to do this?
Have fun with it. Honestly, like, I always bring, like, now, like, a film camera with me if I think of it. Yeah. I try and do, like, one or two locations, like, different, like, settings so that I have options. Don't put too much stress on it because then it takes the fun out of the whole thing.
It's so true. What are your thoughts on TikTok? Do you like it?
I'm not good at it.
It's hard.
I know that. I enjoy watching TikTok a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy scrolling through. I think the way that they curate your FYP or whatever it's called is, like, amazing. Like, it feeds you exactly what you want to see.
So true.
Mine's all food. All food and, like, people getting hurt. Like, it's always like someone, like, falling? Doing something and falling, and
like funny videos.
Yes, like fail videos. That's or like so life hacks funny.
That's so funny,
and I love watching it. I think I don't have, like I said, like, I don't even have, like, a niche really on my Instagram, and TikTok I definitely don't. So I feel like whenever I do it, it's like I'll get in a mindset of, like, I'm gonna do TikTok today and be like, okay, I'll do it, and then I won't think about doing a TikTok again. I think it's hard, but it's also, like, you have no idea what's going to go viral on there. So it's, like, if you just post content, like, hope for the best, sometimes it works. Like, I remember I was, like, really drunk skiing. It was, like, the night after we skied, and, like, someone took this video of me skiing, and I was snowboarding, and I was, like, whoa, like, I look really, really good. I look really good in that video. Like, I looked like I was, like, a pro snowboarder. I was, like, I'm going to post it. And I remember I woke up the next morning, it had, like, 500,000 views, and I was, like,
This is my moment.
And I, like, did,
I'm viral.
I was like, I'm viral. I'm so viral. Like, and it's still today, like, my most viewed video.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It does happen like that. Like, it's the most effortless videos that I do.
And
it's
not like I post, like, snowboarding content. Yeah, right. Like, true. It was, like, a random video on a trip, and, like, that's the
people
best
just
one
thought
ever.
It was cool.
And then, like, I've had, like, a couple ones get, like, a lot of views of, like, outfits. But it's like, you never know what one's gonna do well.
It's crazy. Well, you kind of created a trend, didn't you? Like, the outfit trend?
The Ella Rose moment.
Yeah.
I mean, people get angry that they're like, I can't believe she claims she, like, started that. Like, people on TikTok.
No, you definitely
always
did.
But I don't even know how it started. I remember I, like, started doing it last summer, beginning of last summer. And would just, like, find a place to set my phone. I would usually do it on the way to, like, a workout class. And it would, like, get myself hyped up. And then I started doing it with all my outfits. And now I just do it because when I don't have someone to take my photo and I want to show my outfit, it's great. And I can, like, always do, like, links on the video because people always ask where it's from. But, yeah, now, like, I get, like, still to this day, like, so many story, like, people tagging me in their stories of them doing it, people on TikTok doing it. It's so cute.
That's so cute. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it a lot. And I feel like you definitely started it, so whatever. People can say whatever they want. Do you feel, like, we were filming videos yesterday, and I'm like, there's so many people in the background. Like, do you feel awkward doing that, or you just don't care?
And some people, like, I've now, like, done the, I mean, everyone puts their phone up now and records their outfits, and I've been with people do it, and they are so good, like, literally don't care about anyone walking by. And I am good, but I will say, like, I'll stand there sometimes for, like, 5 minutes looking both ways, like, okay, when's going to be a good time to do it? And there never really is, because there's someone always walking by, but, like, I try and find, like, a quieter street sometimes. Because if it's, like, 10 people, like, you're, like, in the way of people. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I know. I feel kind of rude. And then they're in the video. They're, like, looking at your phone. I'm like, just ignore it. It's fine.
Also, people will always be like, aren't you worried someone's going to grab your phone? And I'm like, well, I wasn't until you said that. And now it's, like, all I can think about. Now I'm like, is someone going to run up and grab it?
I never thought of that. Oh, well, we don't really do it that much, but interesting. Okay.
You can't really do it in LA.
No, it's not the same.
No, I remember I did it in downtown LA, and people were like, don't try that here.
I know. Downtown, like, could be like New York if you, like, squint. It's not the same.
No.
Not the same vibes at all. Do you have a big group of, like, influencer friends, and what's the influencer scene like here?
Yeah, I feel like there is a big group. I mean, there's so many influencers. There's a huge group of influencers here. I feel like you always kind of see the same people at events here. But yeah, I mean, it's so fun having people in the industry to be friends with. And, like, when you go to these events or parties or whatever and you get to go with your friends to it, it makes it so much more fun.
Yeah, for sure. What about, like, is there any competition or if you see people like working with a brand or going to an event or a Revolve trip, like
I don't think there's competition. I mean, I remember like in college, me and my best friend were like both trying like doing Instagram mm-hmm. together, and like we really just like helped each other. And if anything, I remember like one time she got a gift from this brand, and I was like, oh my god, I want a gift from that brand so badly. And I like DM them, I'm like, please, and they like didn't reply, and I was like, whatever. But I think everyone is like does their own content and are known for such different things and their followers, so it's really hard to compare yourself when you guys are so different.
Is comparison something that you've ever struggled with?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's hard not to. I think everyone does on social media. I think whenever I've like caught myself doing it, whether it's like comparing myself to another girl or comparing myself to someone else's content and being like, oh, maybe I should do more content like this, or like, wow, her page looks so cool. It never works. Like, you can't be copying someone, or like, I feel like staying true to yourself. Like, people will know. Yeah. It's so obvious if you try and change up and like be someone else. Like, it's so obvious. And then when you're comparing yourself, like, to like, I mean, everyone, all girls, I think, try like end up comparing themselves on Instagram to other girls. And like, it's just, it's not a healthy mindset to be in, but obviously it's hard. I mean, I still catch myself doing it here and there. I think when I catch myself doing it, I really try to like recognize, like, hey, I'm doing this. This is not good for your mental health. Do not do that.
It's true, though. I feel like the only thing that's really different about anyone is their personality and themselves and, like, who they are authentically. So being – trying to be someone else never works.
No.
It's so true.
Also, if you, like, people, like, know my personality through my Instagram. I mean, I do YouTube, too, and, like, TikTok. Like, you can pick up on my personality somewhat. So if I'm trying to do something else, it'll be, come off as not authentic.
Yeah.
People will definitely be able to recognize, like, okay, what is she doing?
This is not her.
Yeah.
It's very true. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your food blog.
Yeah.
Or were you always into food? Is this something that you kind
of grew honestly, into? In high school, I remember I created, like, a food Instagram of, like, places in Orange County. And then when I moved to Boulder, or, like, Colorado, and went to school in Boulder, I made it, like, Boulder in Orange County. I think I made the thing, like, BOC, like, BOCO or something, and it was, like, Boulder in Orange County. And I just was obsessed with, like, taking food pictures and, like, trying all the good restaurants, and I, like, always loved it. Even if it was just, like, I don't even want to say food. It's just food. It's, like, going with the atmosphere of a place. Like, I loved, like, going to see any new place that was, like, cool or hot or people talked about. And I was, like, let's go, like, try the food. Let's go see what it's like. Let's take photos of it. And then when I came here, I was just, like, mesmerized by all of these New York restaurants. I was, like, I need to go to all of them, which obviously I think it's actually, like, impossible. If you wanted to eat at, like, all of them, I think it's, like, physically impossible. But when I came here, I remember I always, like, had a list that I was trying to get through of, like, places that people would recommend. And I remember I ended up one day when I was, like, bored at Gucci, I put it into, like, an Excel file. And I was, like, these are the places I want to go. These are the places I've been. This is their rating, like, the cuisine. Wow. Like, I got, like, so
type A of you, can I say.
Very corporate, too, with the Excel.
With the Excel. And I, like, would literally do that when I was bored. And then during COVID, I was – and I always took photos when I went to these places. When I was focusing on influencing, I was also creating this website, and I literally built it by myself. It was not very good in the beginning, but I put every single place and photos into this website of
how
every
cute.
Place that I went to.
Wow.
And, like, different categories of food. And then people, like, really, really liked it, so I was like, I'm going to keep doing it. And then when I moved, like, last summer or last March, I just re-signed my lease. So to the West Village from the East Village.
Cool.
And I kind of was, like, so busy that I stopped, like, updating the website. It, like, took so much time. And then people were like, please bring it back. Actually, the reason I brought it back is I was on my friend Peyton Sartain's podcast. And she asked about Art of Foods. And I was like, ask me about that, like I haven't done it in so long, like, it's so behind, like, people need to not look at it. And, like, people from that podcast reach out to me and they're like, I'd love to help you with it. And I was and so I met with a few of them, and I have this girl who helps me with it. She's amazing, and she, like, is actually very good at graphic design, where I was, like, did not know what I was doing. I was doing, like, Squarespace YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And she made it look so good, and she helps me update it. And I've been, like, on a mission to, like, try so many more places. And there's a map feature now.
Wow.
It's great. That's I love it. I really enjoy it. I think, like, going out to eat here is, like, is the best part of New York.
It really is.
It is.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Yeah. We need some suggestions. Come on.
We have a list, Lauren. We can read them.
What cuisine?
Oh, okay. Well, okay, we'll ask amazing. You some cuisines, and then you can say your overall favorite after.
Okay. The first one. What is your favorite Italian spot?
Okay, there's this place called Da Toscana. Okay. It's not very popular, or it's not, like, talked about, like, Carbone and stuff. But it's on... It's in Greenwich Village. It's on a quiet little street, and it is some of the best Italian food I've ever had. And it's so, like... It looks, like, rustic on the outside, but inside it's actually, like, really modern and dark and romantic, and the food is just insane. Like, it, and it's probably easier to get a table at than all these other places that are so overhyped. I actually went to Emilio Bellotto's last night, which is...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, my sister took me. She's been a few times, and it's in NoHo. It's very small, and... It's very classic Italian, but they keep the door locked, so you can't even walk into this place. No you have way. To wait really? For her to come out. My sister says it's like an Italian mob or something.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
probably.
They'll literally sneak you in and be like, okay, we have a table. And, like, no sit way. You down. And, like, you have to literally stand outside with a locked door until someone comes out.
That's I mean, a little it was, questionable.
Yeah, it was good. The food was really good. So I don't think funny. It's the best Italian I've had, but that's definitely one of my faves.
So, wait, can you say the name again of the one that you like?
Da Toscana.
Okay. Have to remember that. Okay. Yeah. Next.
Next up, best brunch or cafe place?
There's so many.
I know. There's literally a million cafes here.
On every corner.
On every corner. I have, like, a very special place in my heart for Dante. I, like, love the vibes there. It's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
We were going to go yesterday.
They got, like, best cocktail in New York for, like, so many years.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. I don't know what other brunch. Sunday in Brooklyn is really, really good. I love their brunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm not the biggest brunch girl.
Okay.
Yeah, fair.
I feel you. I feel like when I'm hungover, I order a bagel to my apartment. I'm like, out. I'm not going out.
Yeah, very
fair. I like to hide.
Mm-hmm. Very fair.
Yeah.
I feel like bagels are a big thing here.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never had a New York bagel.
Bagels and pizza.
Yeah. People say that we say bagel weirdly. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah, ooh. See, it is.
Wait, say pasta?
Pasta.
We say pasta.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Pasta. My boyfriend's from London, and he's always like, pasta, matcha. I'm like,
matcha. Oh, matcha. Yeah, they do. British people say matcha.
Yeah.
I would say matcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Matcha is weird.
Like, I never heard that.
Don't say that in public.
That's so funny. Okay, next.
Okay, next up, best sushi. Okay, I knew you were going to ask that. This is very basic, and they have it in LA, but I'm, like, such a diehard Kazunori girl. I think
I've actually never been.
It is insane. Like, it is so, so good, but it's not, like, a cute vibe at all. You have to wait in line until you're seated at the bar there. Delivery is amazing, and it always is just, like, you're getting the best quality. I think Nami Nori is super, super cute. They just opened one in Williamsburg. It's, like, hand rolls, but they look more like little tacos.
Cute.
And they have, like, vegan options, and you can, like, pick a set of five, and it comes out, like, so beautifully, and they have, like, wine and sake, whereas, like, Kazunori's, like, they put it on the table in front of me. And you're, like,
like, hurry up.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm trying to think where else I went recently for sushi. There's one called Domo Domo that's pretty good. I think Bond Street used to be, like, one of my favorites. Now I think it's, like, gone really downhill and it's not that good. And I, like, never recommend it to people anymore.
Okay, well.
But I'm like, a simple sushi eater. I'm not getting like the big rolls or I can't do omakase because I like won't eat like uni or a lot of stuff, so yeah, I like never do those super fancy experiences.
I am a cucumber roll girl, so
okay.
Lauren doesn't even eat sushi, like,
so then you should try Kazunori cucumber rolls. My boyfriend eats fish and he's like, the cucumber still is favorite. I don't understand how. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
it is really good.
Okay, I'll have to try them.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, best place to get a salad.
Wow.
This is hard. I feel like I don't know where to go to get a good salad.
Mm-hmm.
When I order it, I'm such a sweet green girl, but that's so nice. But I think if I want a good salad, I'm going to any of those, like, Australian cafes. Like,
yes.
Ruby's, Banter, Two Hands. They all have, like, really, like, bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love, like, a hearty bowl. Yeah. So I usually go there. I'm trying to think. Kit Keenan, my friend, she does, like, a cute TikTok, but she was trying to find, like, the best Caesar salad in New York. She has some, like, really good places on there. But for, like, a lunch salad, I usually go to, like, one of those Aussie cafes because they always get it right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to Ruby's yesterday. It was amazing.
Or the Hillstone restaurants. I mean, they have those all over LA.
I've never been.
Really?
No.
There's
heard
different. there's different names. So the one in, like, Orange County is, there's one called Gulfstream, one called R&D, one called Bandera. But the, like, parent company is called Hailstone. The one here, I think there's only one here called Hailstone, and it's, like, the best kale salad I've ever had in my life.
Oh, we'll have to go there, too.
It's so good.
I have a list going.
That sounds right up your alley.
Is that it?
Last one. Best dessert.
Oh, my God. We had an ice cream sundae at Dumbo House last night. That was so good. But, oh, Cosme.
Oh, my gosh.
Cosme. It's this very, very fancy Mexican restaurant here, which Mexican is tough here. Like, you can't really find, I mean, I haven't found, like, I'm also spoiled from being from California.
Yeah.
But Mexican here, the good Mexican I found is, like, very fancy. Like, you're not getting that, like, great, like, authentic. Like yeah. Like, street tacos here. Like, Cosme's really good, but it's so fancy. But their dessert, I think they won, like, best dessert in New York City. It's this, like, meringue thing, and it's just, like, amazing. It comes out beautifully. It's like, you need to look it up.
We love desserts, so we'll have to check that out.
What kind of dessert?
Everything. Well, really anything, but I like chocolate.
Yeah,
I like chocolate.
Yeah,
honestly,
we don't discriminate. We love all desserts.
Yeah
I like mochi a lot. There's this place called Mochi Doki here, and it's really good mochi. Really?
Me neither.
And your dessert girls?
But, like, not fruity. Is it fruity?
No, they have chocolate.
Oh, okay.
The chocolate one's so good.
No excuses.
I think the chocolate in the... There's, like, a sweet potato one. That sounds interesting. Really weird.
It's actually so good. I don't know if I'm convinced.
I've seen it
at Whole Foods.
It's, like, ice cream inside the gooey, like, tapioca thing.
Uh-huh.
And it has flour on the outside. It's so good.
I don't know.
Maddie, we have to try it. You can't just say it's not for you if you haven't tried it.
Also, American Bar does a really good sundae.
I want to go to American Bar.
Oh, that's... Well, I don't even know why I didn't think of that. Their salads are unbelievable. The chopped salad there is so good. It comes with, like, a salami in it that's just, like, amazing. Mm. And then you can add, like, chicken or salmon or something, and it's so good. And their Chinese chicken one or peanut chicken or something is really good. You guys should go there if you're looking for a good salad.
I want to go to American Bar. It looks good.
So, do you want to tell us a bit about your brand and how it started?
Yeah, so it started during COVID. I actually, I always wanted to do something, but I didn't know, like, I don't think I'd thought to do it then when I actually did. But my old boss from Gucci left her company, and she started working at this company called Pietra. And... it's like a creator platform, so, like, they have so many creators now and, like, so many people with different brands. But I was one of the first because I knew her really well, and she started working in their, like, she was head of beauty. And so they kind of, like, held my hand through the whole process and, like, walked me through it, and it took a really long time, obviously, because of COVID. But I kind of... I still just have the blush cream. It's in two different shades. But in 2023, it's going to be 4 products.
Ooh.
And the blush cream is changing. All the packaging is changing. It's going to be a lip oil and an eyebrow gel.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
So all, like, natural makeup products.
Yeah.
Like your makeup vibe.
Yes. I mean, I've actually gotten a lot more into makeup because of TikTok, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I get girls like I saw one, like, recreating Matilda Jerv's makeup, and I was like, okay, yes. And, she used this cream bronzer, and I was like, I've literally never tried cream. I'm so bad at makeup usually, but it's made me, like, more into it. But before, I've always been, like, eyebrow gel, blush, and lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, used, like, would never, a concealer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Are you more into, like, makeup or skin? Because your brand is called Skin.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very into both. I think skincare is very, very tricky, and like, I have such sensitive skin, so I'm like, so particular. Like, me, I try to use a lot of products, but I usually, like, break out when I do that.
Really?
And I try to keep it really, really simple because skin is so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think I try to not use a lot of products and, like, not switch it up a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that works best if you have sensitive skin. If you know it works, just stick with it.
It's tough.
Do you want to tell us your favorite skin products or makeup products? Anything that sticks out to you that's, like, an essential?
My favorite eyebrow gel ever. This is so basic, but I think the Benefit 24-hour eyebrow gel is just, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love Youth to the People. It's a skincare brand. I think it's based out of LA, but their moisturizer, they actually have a couple, and I've, like, tried all of them, and I really, really like it, and it's very great for sensitive skin and, like, very moisturizing without making, like, oily or anything.
That's good.
We'll have to try it.
I've never tried it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's cute. Their packaging and everything's really cute.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's everything. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Can you tell us where to find you on social?
Yes. So my Instagram is Ella Rose. There's two A's in there. So at E-L-L-A-A Rose. My TikTok is Ella McFadden. I'll let you guys find that one. You're not going to see anything crazy over there. And then Ella McFadden on YouTube as well.
Love it. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.